Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Yeah, I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rider. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. So I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
All right, guys. What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro, straight shot, no chaser. With Tesla Figaro on the Black Effect Podcast Network. This evening, I want to talk to you about Senator Bernie Sanders' proposal for a 32-hour work week. 32-hour work week. Now, this was mentioned on the front page news segment. If you do not know, I do the front page news on the Breakfast Club. And we talked about the proposal that Bernie Sanders pointed out about a 32-hour work week. The key that clearly everybody is missing, or the majority of people are missing in my comments, I think it's almost about 900 comments. Everybody keeps saying over and over, everybody don't need the same days off. Everybody don't need the same days off. You can still work 32 hours. Some people are saying you can work 10 hours a day and still get 40 hours in 4 days. Everybody can rotate days. You're not going to be closed. What are you talking about? And what I think is people are responding to Envy's position of saying that some of the businesses are going to be closed. It's more than work-life balance. And for those who are listening to the podcast, I am live on my Instagram when I record this because I like to see feedback from people. So just relax, guys, before you start chiming in with the comments. Let's unpack this one piece at a time, shall we? Okay. Now, I need you guys to understand what the proposal is. The proposal is you working 32 hours and still being paid 40 hours. We'll get to quality of life in a moment. Let's first deal with the proposal. Because right now what you guys are hearing is, oh, everybody can be off on different days. This is not about people being off on different days. Yes, some businesses will have to close, but I need you to take that out of the equation. And I need you to understand the first part of the proposal is working 32 hours and being paid for 40. We know it's a benefit of working 32 hours, sunshine soul worker. What I want you guys to first unpack is people being paid for 40 hours and only working 32. That's the part that you guys are skipping over. Now, that's great. If an employer, first, let me ask you this. Put a 5 in the chat if you've ever had employees more than 20 or 30 employees. Let's first start there. I've had 300. It's Google verifiable. Orlando Business Journal gave me a woman who mean business in 2012. I had 300 employees. So first, the first part of the conversation really applies to people who have had to sign the front of the check. And this is no shade. I'm going to unpack all of this. I'm going to deal with the benefits of people being paid more. I even have some of my staff in the comments who I paid for things that they don't do necessarily. I paid them for weeks that they did not work. I'm all about that. But first of all, we're going to deal with the first part of the conversation, and that only applies to people who have had to sign the front of the check. So let's just deal with this. You owe me $40, and I'm going to tell you, just give me 32. Well, 32 is just like the 40. What's the big deal? It's work-life balance. It's better for my mental health to give you 32. Yeah, but you owe me 40, though. You owe me 40. And if I borrow $40 from you, I need that 40 back. And in most cases, you're going to want the 40 back plus the interest. Now, why do you need the interest, boys and girls? Well, you need the interest because while I gave you that $40, I had to rob Peter to pay Paul. I had to get some other shit done. And now that $40 has actually cost me $56 because I loaned it to you. Are you following me? Before y'all get in y'all emotions, I want you to take this step by step. Let's deal with the people that sign in front of the checks. Does that make sense? Put a 2 in the chat if that makes sense. We're still going to deal with all of the other things on work-life balance and how it benefits you. But right now I'm talking to the people who got to sign the front of the check. And I'm dealing in a, I want you to have a very realistic, the reason why I'm making it very realistic. If you borrow $40 from me and you say, well, I'm just going to give you 32. Let me just give you 32 on GP. It's a work-life balance. It's good for my mental. Well, of course it's good for your mental, but I'm going to need that 40 because actually that 40 cost me $56 because of the interest, because I loaned it to you. I still had to pay something else. Have y'all ever had somebody like borrow money from you and they think, oh yeah, I'll give it back. But by the time you give it back to me 6 months later, I've had to use that 4 and 5 and 6 times over. That's why they have something called interest. Are you following me? So the proposal is not about work-life balance, just about work-life balance. The proposal is not everybody don't have to take off on the same day. The proposal is not any of those things first. The first thing is paying people 40 hours who only work 32 hours. Now, again, if you can afford that, if you are in an industry that can afford it, I need y'all to stop talking about everybody don't have to work the same day. We're not talking about that. We're talking about basic economics. I owned a staffing firm in Orlando, Florida. I just want y'all to work with me for a second. I owned a staffing firm that worked in Orlando, Florida. I had to bill the city of Orlando every hour for people that worked. If they did not work, no, it ain't about just greedy capitalists. Be quiet, Leo. You've never signed the front of the check because I'm not no damn capitalist. I'm telling you about the 300 people that I put to work on my own damn dime, people from the hood, people that couldn't get jobs. Just be quiet and get in the student posture just for a moment. Get out of your liberal talking points and just get in the student posture just for a moment. I know it's hard for y'all to do because y'all done read all the talking points. I'm telling you, just me, owning a business in Orlando, Florida, with no loans, no grants, nothing of the sorts. Just me simply saying, you know what? I'm tired of working for Adecco. I'm tired of working for Robert Half, the first and third largest staffing firm in the world. I'm going to go ahead and get a staffing firm of my own. Get all your liberal talking points and greedy capital. Move all that shit out the way. I wasn't born with money. Didn't nobody give me no money. I used factoring. I had to get a company called, it's called Factoring, in order just to cover my payroll. Let's deal with this in pieces, because I know it's too much for a lot of y'all. Let's deal with this in pieces. So when I put employees to work who were ushers at the Amway Center, they need to give Bernie something. Bernie, what? Bernie ain't never ran no business. Bernie's worked for the government his whole life. Get in the student posture and just listen for a second. Stop with the typing in the comments and just get in the student posture. When I put 18 employees to work, 100 employees to work a day, each one, I had to bill the city $11.71. $11.71. They got paid $7.76. The other $2 to $3 went towards unemployment insurance, went towards FICA, all of the bills that are required to put somebody on the payroll. I could simply not afford, which is why we went out of business, by the way, because when healthcare reform hit, the staffing firms, we lost a tremendous amount of business because we didn't have anybody to bill the insurance for. Another conversation for another day. I could not just send my employees home and say, you know what? I got that. I'm going to make up the difference for 8 hours for all 300 of you. I could not afford it. This is the part that you're missing on the proposal. It is paying people 40 hours who work 32 hours. So again, some businesses can do it. I have staff in here right now. Marcellus is my staff right now. But right now I only have a couple of people that I pay. And I'm not paying him much because he's a part-time employee. So in Christmas, when we didn't work for 2 or 3 weeks or however it was, I still paid his monthly salary because I could afford to do that. I could not afford to do that if I had 300 employees. I have shit to do with greedy capitalism. I'm telling you what the real deal is for the average small business, particularly the small black business. If you've never signed the front of the check, you literally don't know what the hell you're talking about. You literally don't know what you're talking about. So if you are in an industry or a position to be able to afford that, yes, that's why I am in support of what Massachusetts is doing that says, if you are a business that can't afford to do that, we'll give you a tax write-off. We'll incentivize you to do that. But not every business can afford to do that. And you know what happened when I lost my business? You know what happened? When I lost, shout out to Nakia, I see you in the building, who's in Orlando and watched this real time. When I lost my business at the Ally Group because healthcare reform kicked in, Spirion was my prime contractor, and we had to add $5 on to our billing, and the city of Orlando simply was not going to pay for it. We had to add the $5 because at that particular time, it was right when healthcare reform kicked in, and they said, hey, staffing firms, you got to pay for health insurance. So we had to figure out how to pay for it. We can't just pull it out our ass. They didn't want to pay that bill, so they lost. You know how many people lost opportunities with me? If you've ever been on my live, you see one of my employees who still chimes in to this very day. Jermaine Curvin, 17-year-old. Half of my staff I hired from a school called Workforce Academy. These were students that were literally 17, 16, 18, that were literally in a school that allowed them to work half of their day to take care of their families. They were the primary, somebody hashtag primary breadwinner for their adult family. I'm just giving y'all real talk. We not talking no 2-3 minute segment on the Breakfast Club. We gonna unpack this in a real way. I hire people that came straight out of jail. I hire, because this was in the recession. This is when the recession hit, 2008. I hired people who were living in shelters and needed to have their time, you know, just be able to show that they were accounted for. I hired people who had PhDs, people who had who were just laid off, that had big jobs. It was just an usher job. But it was all they had. It was why I went after the NBA in 2011 with a program called Assist the Bench that was talking about how the millionaires were fighting over their money and not paying my employees. And I forced them to at least make sure that they had Thanksgiving dinner. You don't have to believe me. You can go look it up. All you got to do is go online, put in Teslin Figaro, Assist the Bench. And you'll see the story on Channel 9. You keep talking about four-day work week can be done. You're not listening simply, Miss Lady Baby. This is not about a four-day work week. Let me say it again for those who just came in. The proposal is about paying people 40 hours when you work 32. They don't give a damn if it's done in 3 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days. Let me say it again. This is not about scheduling. You guys are not listening. You heard what Envy said, but you did not listen to what I said, and your damn show didn't read the proposal. So let me say it again for those of y'all that keep coming here talking about it ain't about the scheduling. We all can be, you're listening to Envy's opinion and commentary and not the proposal. Somebody hashtag proposal. I need to know that I got five deacons in the building that are hearing what I'm saying. Proposal. This is not about squeezing it in 4 days. This is not about scheduling. This is not about everybody ain't got to be off on the same day. That's the secondary. The primary, Sassy Lexi, Mama Mueller, ML Moy, Terry Esquire, Jerry 12. These are the people who are hashtagging proposal. The primary is paying you 40 hours for working 32. And what I am telling you is, as somebody who had 300 employees, I cannot afford to pay 300 people. Let's do the math. 8 hours for each person. I will be out of business. I barely have enough to cover who I'm paying now. Are y'all getting that? We ain't talking about big corporations. We talking about the small business. There are more small and medium businesses than there are big corporations. I know these liberals keep giving y'all these talking points, but I'm telling you what's real, and I'm telling you what applies to your black ass and our black ass community. Because when I am not in position to hire people, that means I'm not in business to hire your cousin who can't get a job at FedEx because they got a background. I'm not in the position to hire somebody else because maybe they overqualified. I'm giving y'all the real deal on the small and medium, in particularly black business, before y'all chime in with these liberal talking points. I'm trying to get you to understand from the black business perspective. If you can afford to do it, yes. Okay. So rah-rah 42080, you say, how about 4 days, 10 hours? That's not what this proposal is about, sweetheart. Because that would still be 40 hours. The proposal is about paying you 40 hours for working 32. Are y'all following me? Can five people in the comments, because I just want to make sure that the volume's not going in and out. This is not about working 4 days and 10 hours. The proposal is not about scheduling. The proposal is about you owing me $40 and I'm going to take 32 from you and tell you, and you tell me, well, it's better for my mental health. Well, of course it's better for your mental health because you owe me $40. Are y'all following me? I need y'all to read the policy. Let's read the proposal, guys. This is not about working 4 days and 10 hours. That's not what it's about. Y'all heard Envy's comment, his commentary. And y'all went with that and y'all didn't read the policy and the proposal. And because it's three of us talking at the same time and my segment is only 2 to 3 minutes, this is why I'm recording this right now in Straight Shot No Chaser, so you can get the long-winded form. This is you, let's do it in simple hood terms. You owe me $40. Shout out to Little Rel in the building. Y'all show him some love. By the way, the only comedian that consistently chimes in on this political shit. So y'all can say what y'all want to say on Club Shay Shay. Let me just show him some love right quick. He actually do give a damn about what's going on in our community. And a lot of the people that y'all be celebrating and hand clapping and that's right, talk to him and all of that ain't never tapped in with none of the activists. And it's only a handful of us, just so y'all know. I just want to put that on out there. Now, anyway. Let me give you, since I'm the hood whisperer, let me give you an example. You owe me $40. I say, I'm going to need that $40 simply, Miss Lady P. And you say, take this $32. What you mean? Take this $32. Because it's better for my mental health. Oh, okay. But what about the $40, though? The $40 that I gave you 6 months ago, I took that $40 from Bob over here, and Bob wants that $40 back in interest too. So now I owe Bob $56, and I'm just supposed to take your $32 because it worked out for your mental health. That bill still got to get paid, y'all. Are y'all following me? And it ain't that Negro in here that's gonna take less unless you decide to take less. Unless you say, you know what? You got that. I know you owe me $40, but gone, that $32 was cool. And sometimes I say, you know what? Because just truth be told, this is not about not having compassion for people, guys, because I'm a compassionate person. You can't even borrow money from me, because when I give it to you, I give it to you. Man, you got that. I ain't even expecting that back. You got that. Marcel is my staff that's in these comments right now. I had to force him to be paid. Did y'all hear me? I said I had to force him to be paid. He refused. He just wanted to do something that was meaningful. It's like, Tesla, it's no big deal. I just want to help and do something meaningful. I just want to push the line. I just want to be a part of something bigger. Oh, no, 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 Marcellus, let me give you something. I literally told him that you're either going to take this money or I will not be allowing you to help me. So it's not that people are not compassionate. I'm just trying to get you to understand the bigger picture. I would love to bring him on full time, but I cannot afford to bring him on full time because I'm sitting up here busy doing this shit on live with y'all when I should be paying somewhere else. Are y'all following? So what I'm trying to tell y'all is it's balance. So in Massachusetts, when they say, hey, Teslin, if you go ahead and hire Marcellus at 30 in 32 hours, we're going to give you a tax break and that's going to balance that out. I'm going to jump all over that because I'm like, okay, cool. That 8 hours going to get made up somewhere because I only have one or two employees. It's no way I could have did that with 300. Are y'all following what I'm saying? So this is not about a scheduling thing. This is not a how many people can we get, what's going to be closed and what's going to be not. That business, if that business is functioning off of 20 people doing 40 hours of labor, making widgets for 40 hours, and now you want me to pay all of them $32, I got to make up the $8 out of my own pocket, but those widgets still got to get sold. So where am I making up the difference? Y'all tell me where the difference coming from. Where's the difference coming from? Because if I'm giving you $8 out of my pocket for you, for your mental health, but I still got to go sell this widget that you made. Cause somebody got to pay. Who going to pay? How am I going to pay you the $40? You understand what I'm saying? No, you're not getting it. You hire more people. I still got to pay that $8 out of my pocket with more people. Moco, baby. I can tell a lot of y'all ain't never had employees. I'm not saying it's being funny. I've had 300. Go look it up. It's not about every person I add to my payroll, I have to spend more. It's not about hiring more people. Those hours, if my business operates on 10 people working 40 hours a piece, because that is how we pay the damn bills, hiring more people, I still need them 10 people to work those 40 hours. Are y'all not following this? What are y'all talking about? This ain't a house where we only got one electric bill for $80 and I just, hey, more niggas just come move in. No, this is a business, baby. Y'all not paying attention. We're not talking about the labor law. Let me say it again for those who just came in. This proposal says pay 40 hours even though somebody works 32. You're not paying attention. You're so busy thinking, this ain't nothing but these greedy capitalists. They want us to work more. I'm telling you the real deal. Bernie Sanders, of course, this is a great idea to him. He's worked for the government his whole life. He's never owned a business ever in life. He's never had to sign the front of the check ever in life. Everything Bernie's ever done has been off a donation. And I ain't being funny. I'm being real. And I worked for him. So can't none of y'all check me about Bernie Sanders. You, Moco baby, you still not getting it. You're saying because 32 hours is now considered full-time work, you're not getting it, Moco. I'm going to say it again. I'm not talking about if it's considered. I'm not talking about if another work get done. Let me say it again, very slow. Can somebody, can a co-teacher help? Because I'm tired of repeating myself. They want me to pay you 40 hours when you work 32. Where am I getting the $8 difference for the 20 employees? Where am I getting it from? Am I pulling it out my ass? Where does it come from? That difference has to get made up somewhere. So maybe I have to go up on the price of whatever it is I'm selling. Maybe I have to let a couple of people go. Are y'all crazy or what? The $8 has to come from somewhere. I can't pull it out of my ass. See, that's the thing about it, Leo Taking. When you say out of your profit, tell me where my profit was at the city of Orlando when I got $11.71 for each person and I had to pay $7.71. There was no goddamn profit. So you don't know that unless you really ever been in business. You're talking about big corporations. Can I let you know that the average business is not a big corporation? The average business is people like me, small and medium businesses. What damn profit are you talking about? Anybody ever been in business to tell you they don't make no damn profit? Do you know it took me almost 20 years to make a profit? Let me say it one more time. Almost 20 years. I've been in business for myself over a decade. What damn profit are you talking about? Put a 3 in the chat if you run your business for real. Let's inform this Negro quickly about profit. Let's go on and have this conversation. And I want you to show me the last. What damn profit? Take it out. What damn profit? Where? Where? Why do you think so many businesses can't survive? Why do you think so many, take it out, what damn profit? What are you, what profit? First of all, show me the profit you're talking about. Let's first start there. Because any black business don't know what the hell you're talking about. Man, we robbing Peter to pay Paul, barely damn making it. Running on credit lines, credit cards, everything else. Ain't no damn profit. Y'all getting this shit twisted and confused.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now, Tez, that's not true. I've made a profit every year. Do you actually think I'm talking about every single person that ever lived? I'm not talking about every single business. Let's be for real. I'm telling you what the common denominator is. The common denominator, and these are facts, not just you. The common denominator is the reason why most small and medium businesses fail, and particularly black, is because they do not make a profit. You're talking to the ambassador chairperson of the African-American Chamber of Commerce in Central Florida. You're talking to the Young Professional Advisory Committee in the Central Florida Regional Chamber of Commerce. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and we ain't fixing to play no game when it comes to these receipts. Don't make me run these receipts on you. I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about overall. That's why I said, depending on the industry, it works for some. Let's use hairdressers for an example. My former stylist is in the comments. Do anybody know where the 40-hour work comes from? What are you talking about? Okay, you way too far in class for us to get that. Now, if I'm a hairstylist, ladies, y'all know y'all can relate to this. If the hairstylist is charging you $5 for the rinse, $5 for the cut, $2 for this, $3 for that, she don't necessarily have to charge you $3 for that trim. In our opinion, like, come on, girl, you know you could have just gave that to me. But in her mind, she's like, no, I'm standing on my feet for 4 to 5 hours. And in 4 or 5 hours, I have set up my pay to be $50 an hour or $42 an hour, whatever it is. And I'm going to need that because that extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes that it took to cut your hair, that was time that I'm standing on my feet. And any stylist will tell you who's been doing it that's what I tell a lot of y'all ain't never had no business. Now there are those nickel and dime stylists, ladies. We all know those. They had a bad breakup, bad boyfriend, whatever they charge, you know, based on their feelings. But to Nakia that's in the comments right now, who was never a nickel and dimer, what she's saying is, I need all that $50 an hour or $40 an hour because I am self-employed. I have to pay my taxes, unlike many other stylists. I have to pay for my own salon, not just a booth. I actually have to pay for my health care. I know my back gonna give out on me. I know I don't have no insurance plan. I know I don't have no Social Security. Yeah, I gotta cover all these costs. So that extra $15, I'm gonna need that. Now, it's easy for me to sit in the chair and say, oh, girl, you don't need that. But see, you not having to cover all them fees that I just ran down. Moco, baby, I'm going to say this respectfully as I can. You're not grasping this. You're not grasping it. You keep talking about the work week being 40 or 32. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I don't give a damn if the work week is 20, 30, 80, or 90. If you're asking me to pay, let me say it slow. If you're asking me to pay for hours you did not work and I have a large volume of employees as a small or medium business, I'm going to go out of business. This person said, what am I being taxed on, 32 or 40? You're going to be taxed on 40 because you're going to get paid for 40. Once again, you're not getting it. Somebody here says, all business have to do is split the work on the schedules and get to work in the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're not talking about the schedule. We're talking about paying you 40 hours when you work 32. You can split it up all day long. You're still making me pay $8 for time that I can't bill nobody. Why are y'all not getting this? Why are y'all not getting this? So, the reason why I support, you're still not getting it. Employers still pay the same. No, baby. No, DeLeon. You're asking me, I keep trying to use it. I'm going to say this one more time, and after that, I'm going to leave it alone. You borrow $40 from me. You want to give me back $32. This is as simple as I can make it. Now you want 50 people who borrow $40 from me, and you want all of them to give me back $32. Can somebody do the math? Can somebody do the math? So now I'm out several hundred dollars. Where is that money coming from? Are y'all slow, baby? Are y'all slow? I mean, and I hate to say that because, you know, I don't want to call y'all slow, but y'all not getting it. So I need y'all to get it. So this is not about schedule. This is not about we can split it up and still get the work done. I hear what you're saying, baby. What I'm telling you is it depends on the industry. It depends on the job. It depends on all of the things that are required to run a business. And some businesses, it works well. Some businesses, it does not. That's why I like the Massachusetts program that says, hey, if you can afford to pay Marcellus full time, we will give you a tax credit. I will jump on that immediately. But when I had my staffing firm with 300 employees, I could not just take $8 out of my pocket for 300 people because there was no profit. I was barely making it as it was. Because when you are an employer, you know how real this shit is. What profit are y'all talking about? So I'm talking about the small and medium business, particularly the Black business. If we are under these types of mandatory, you better do this and do that, I'm telling you, you will lose your business. That's why so many Black businesses, including mine, went out of business due to healthcare reform. But guess what? Unbelievable. I was totally okay with it. You know why I was totally okay with it? Can we talk about it? I was totally okay with losing my contract to healthcare reform. You know why? Because to me, the greater sacrifice was healthcare reform. Because I had two parents, one that worked at the state and the other that was on state insurance. And I lost both my parents because neither one of them wanted to get a hospital bill. True story. My mother worked in the faith-based initiative program for the government, had good insurance. I begged her, stay in there, mama, just one more night till I get home. No, it's just another bill. I want to go home. She went home. Her lung collapsed. My daddy did not have adequate health care insurance. Had a seizure. Daddy, won't you go ahead and go to the hospital? No, I'm going home in the morning. I don't want the bill. This is a true story. He died the next day. Right now, at this moment, at 9:25 Eastern, my closest friend in life, matter of fact, I just shared it in the group chat. My closest friend, Spud, right now is in urgent care just to get an insulin shot. Did y'all hear me? I said he's in urgent care right now just to get an insulin shot because the lack of resources in LA to get his insulin on time. So if that meant me losing my business, I was totally okay with it because the greater cause was healthcare. But you know what it also did? The other side of that, that many of you don't know because you ain't never ran no business. It also put out a whole lot of people that did not have a chance, that couldn't go get a job in corporate America, that didn't have another opportunity. When I hired Aaron Hall, who was 10 years, who did a 10-year bid, y'all go look this up. That man did a 10-year bid. Nobody gave him an opportunity but me. Sure, it was just minimum wage. Sure, it was being an usher. But man, it made him feel like a man. Are y'all following me? So when the small black businesses go out of business, oh, it hurts in a major way. So y'all have to think about all of that while y'all jumping in here with these liberal talking points that these people are telling you. You got to think about every stage of this and how it affects everybody and find a common ground. Stop saying take it out the profit. Ain't no damn profits. You barely making it. If you and B, you lucky if you able to pay. You're lucky if you get a profit. Because if it was that easy, all of y'all say y'all a boss. That's all y'all say. Well, where y'all business is at? Most people that run a small and medium business got 2, 3, 4 hustles on the side. So let's stop the cap. And whoever this is in the comments that said you had a profit every single year you've been in business, congratulations, brother. You are not the norm. Because most of us who are small business have to work years in order to turn a profit. What are you talking about? Small businesses will not be affected. It will be implemented across various people. Where are you getting that from, Johnny? Where did you get that from? Who told you that, Johnny? Where did you get that from, Johnny? Cite the source, Johnny. You're just making it up as you go. So again, the average business in America is small and medium. So even if it's just across certain sectors, let me say it again, the average business is small and medium. The average business is not large. Now, these large corporations run it all, but the average business is a small and medium business. That's it. And that's not a conservative talking point, a liberal talk. That's just a fact. And it is particularly a fact when it comes to black business. So it's about a good common ground solution without you feeling like somebody trying to affect your mental health and somebody being greedy. No, I'm talking to your cousin that just opened up that lash business, your cousin that just opened up that window washing business, your cousin that just opened up that detailing business, your girlfriend that just opened up that hair salon, your friend that just became a life coach, your cousin that just said, you know what? I think instead of me, you know, going and training by myself, I think I can be a personal trainer. Those are the people that I'm talking about. The truckers in the building who are in the comments, I'm talking to y'all. For those of y'all that say, you know what? I'm going to stop driving this white man truck and I'm going to go get my own. Holler back at me when you're starting to pay all them expenses on your own. Then come back and tell me how easy it is. Then come back and tell me how easy it is. Because most businesses don't profit. I didn't start profiting until I got out of having 300 employees. Once I got down to 1 or 2 employees, oh yeah, I'm profiting my ass off. That's another reason why really, I could have been like, oh, I'm cool with losing my business, because I'm what you call the C-suite, meaning I can go in any job on the C-level and I'm going to have a job straight. I'm going to be six figures regardless. So them people losing their job, it didn't affect me. It affected them. But what about Theo, though? My favorite employee who is public about his crack cocaine habit. What about him? He ain't been right ever since. I'm the only one ever gave him a shot. So what about Theo? The job I gave him was the only opportunity that he had, that he ever had, that anybody ever gave him a chance. Who should only apply at large companies? He got a felony. He can't apply to no large companies. So I'm giving you the reality. Oh, you're saying this should only apply to large companies. Yeah, that's the point. That's why Massachusetts is saying, give people a tax break. If you can afford to do it, then do it. If you can't afford to do it, you can't put it on people that can't afford it. Somebody said, couldn't something like SBA implement a system of small business? Man, SBA barely hardly give us anything, Melody, for black businesses. That'd be great. But they don't. And a lot of those programs are grant programs. I never qualified for any of those grant programs. I had to have a certain type of business, had to be in a certain type of town, had to do this, do that. And you barely got it. My business was a for-profit organization. It wasn't no damn grant. And that SBA, $2,000, $5,000, whatever it is, my monthly payroll was in the six figures. So none of that helped. Stop worrying about the video. You don't need to see me. This is for the listener. I'm recording my podcast. So SBA sound good, but where the SBA money gonna come from? SBA don't be giving black people shit. In Orlando, we had what was called the Black Business Investment Fund, which was funded by our local politicians in order to give black businesses money, because SBA wasn't giving us a damn thing. And I never got either, by the way. Not SBA, not BBIF, or no other initial. So that sound good, but where is the SBA money gonna come from? The government? The government's not supposed to pay the $8 difference for these small businesses. It don't work that way. They just going to tell you, just get your black ass out of business. If you can't afford to get in business, then get out. And then the corporation's really going to be running everything. There'll be no more small and medium businesses. No, Johnny, you're missing it. You're saying there's numerous studies to support this as proven and effective. You're missing it, Johnny, because you're talking about all the pros about it. I understand all of those pros. What I'm telling you is from signing the front of the check as a small business, how I can't afford to give 300 employees $8 that I don't have. That's what you're missing, Johnny. Let me bring you up, Johnny, because now, Johnny, I'm going to bring you up. You probably will deny it. You don't have to put your camera on at all. But Johnny, I'm going to bring you to the live. And the first thing, Johnny, I'm going to ask you, I'm not going to ask you shit about no study. The first thing I want to know, Johnny, is tell me about the business that you run. If you can't answer that and start running down them payroll numbers, you're immediately going to be disconnected from the call. So let's invite Johnny up, because this, see, I like to have the kind of conversations based on receipts. Damn them studies. Let's talk about receipt time. Now, if you can't bring in the receipts, we must end the conversation immediately. So I just invited you to the live. And I don't want to hear shit about no study. I'm going to ask you right out the gate. What business do you own? And how many employees do you have? And don't try to bullshit me, because I know when people lying. Now, you can keep all them studies to yourself. We're going to get down to the get down with the receipts. So, Johnny, do you want to join me, Johnny? Do we want to play this game about these studies? Or are we going to deal with the real deal? Because, yes, there's plenty of businesses on, plenty of studies on how paying people 32 hours paying people 40 hours and 32 could work and all of that. What I'm trying to tell you as a small black business owner is most small black business owners cannot pay people 40 hours when they only work 32. That's the bottom fucking line, John. That's just the bottom line. I don't have the $8 to pay you guys. I just don't. I have to get all 40 hours. My friend Reggie, you're an employer, a black business owner in real life. They're skipping over. We're not talking about the work can still be done in 4 days. You can be off. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the first part of the proposal is paying you 40 hours when you only work 32. The first part of the proposal is, no, we ain't got 10 minutes, Johnny. We got to get it right now. No, you ain't got time to be looking shit up, Johnny. Johnny now saying, give me 10 minutes. Got to get the kids settled. No, we got you. You've been doing way too much comment. You should have been settling the kids and not in the comments. You over there trying to gather up them sources. And I'm telling you, you're wasting your time, Johnny, because the first thing I'm going to ask you is, tell me about your business. And tell me about your last payroll. And I'm going to start running off some shit that I know you got to know if you own a business. So don't worry about getting them kids settled. They're going to be all right. They've been unsettled. So go on and come join the live, Johnny. What you're trying to do, Johnny, is look that shit up because you think you can come in here and talk in these circles about studies. And anybody know anything about me, you got to produce them receipts, but I don't give a damn about no damn studies. You got to talk about real life. I'm talking about real life. I'm talking about when I was paying 300 employees on a weekly basis in Orlando, Florida, when I won 2 verifiable awards, you can go look it up. I did not have an extra $8 to pay people 40 hours when they only work 32. Would love to do it. I do it now with my staff because I only have 2. I'm just talking about I can't afford that extra $8. So fuck with them studies talking about, John. You're going to have to come to this live with this real talk. We don't do studies and the studies this and the studies that. I'm talking about your black ass business. Do you have an extra $8? Do Reggie have an extra $8 since y'all saying take it out the profits? Because y'all love saying that. Well, just take it out the profits. Well, why y'all won't own nothing so y'all can take it out? Oh, that's right. Because it ain't no damn profit. Half of the people on here couldn't stay in business for 6 months. It's harder than you think. Just take it at the profit. Y'all quick to say to take it at the profits as y'all go in and.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Just, you're able to go in and clock in, and every week you get a check regardless. See, I don't get a check regardless. If I ain't billing right, if I ain't delivering, if I'm not doing this or doing that, don't nobody pay me. See, I got to put the invoice in, hope they pay it, hope I get it on time, hope don't no lights get cut off. That's why I always talk with my chest. Why I'm always a little bit more aggressive, because I'm under a lot of pressure. You Negroes sitting up here on the job right now, playing on Instagram right now. See, I don't get, when I'm on Instagram playing, ain't nobody paying me. You still getting paid. While Johnny over here looking up studies and looking up, putting the kids, no. See, I got to do all this as a real entrepreneur. And now you want me to make up the difference with the $8? I don't have it, John. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. I don't have it. Hell yeah. Let's just keep it real. Pre-Love said, it's hard running. I'm on my second year in entrepreneurs, beating my ass. I know it is. I know it is. That's why everybody say, girl, I'm starting a business. But we don't never see them starting it, though. So it's very easy to go in and clock in and say, hey, I'm going to clock in 32 hours, but y'all better pay me 40 and pay all 300 of us 40 and just take it out of the profits. Let's just switch it up sometimes, Reggie. Why don't they sign the front of the check and see how easy it is? Yeah, Youssef, he said, I got 12 employees. This would impact us. Imagine 300. Absolutely. They think that $8 is just 8 hours. No, I can't afford the extra 8 hours. I literally can't afford it. See, this is how I know anybody had no payroll, because every time an employee's on the payroll, there's a certain cost that I have to pay for each employee, regardless of how many hours they work. You never sign the front of the check, so you don't know what you're talking about. That's right, Vocals. Let's tell the truth. He said, my business, one-man business, I can't even afford to pay myself. Let's tell the truth. Y'all gonna kill yourselves trying to be a boss? Hey, I'll die trying. It ain't for everybody. You just keep clocking in, Leo. Leo thinking 1980. Keep clocking your ass in. You jealous? And you gonna kill yourself being a slave. So now how that go? I mean, I can shoot that right back to you. You gonna die either way. Either a slave or a boss. So some of us, maybe we all right with dying as a boss. Because you're going to get your ass killed too. That's why y'all here crying about mental health. Let me be off one more day so I can get mental health. So look like you niggas going to die too. So look like we all going to die. Some of us going to die as a boss. Some of us going to die as a slave. So now what else is happening? What else is happening? You thought you said something? You didn't say nothing, baby. You didn't say a damn thing. So you's going to kill yourself trying to be a boss. And you's going to kill yourself for being a slave. Either way it go, we're going to be two dead niggas. But you're going to be a dead nigga that said, here lies a slave. And mine going to say, here lies a motherfucking boss. So what's the difference? You thought you said something? You ain't said nothing, baby. You ain't said a damn thing. He thought he really said something. y'all gonna kill y'all self, and you gonna kill yourself. And he get to decide when you work, when you don't work, tell you when to show up, when to not show up. Actually, I don't. Because if you stick in this shit like I did, like the real bosses do, and you stay and play in it just a little while longer like I do, babe, I'm on vacation whenever I get ready. That's why when y'all say, damn, why she keep being virtual every day? See, virtual was over for you when the white man told you to come back to work. With COVID, I don't have to come back to work. I'm virtual on the Breakfast Club every damn day. I can do that shit from anywhere. Did y'all see me do it from the cruise? I was in the Bahamas still clocking in. You could never. See, only a boss can do that. Only a boss can do that. Because see, when you've delivered your shit up to such a level, you can negotiate your contracts however you want to. That's boss talk, baby. I said, that's boss talk. Somebody hashtag boss talk. Now I got to pop my collar on you now. Now I got to show you. Now I got to pop my collar. You came with that slick shit. You see, when they told you bring your motherfucking ass in to work, you had to bring it on in. See, I didn't have to bring it on in. I can do my shit from the cruise, from outside, inside, over here, over there. But it took 20 years to get the game, though. It took me 20 years to get to that point. I had to go through a whole lot of killing myself, as you say. And you've been killing yourself every damn day for that white man, and you still got to go clock in, and I'm probably clocked in right now. So that wasn't no flex. That wasn't no flex. Bosses get up and go whenever they get ready. Now, we might be broke, but we still can get up, though. We still can get up. You can't get up till they tell you to get up. So who killing who? Who killing who? Now, like I said, it took me a minute to get to this. It wasn't easy. That's why I'm giving y'all the real deal. It ain't going to break me because I only got two staff at this point. I stopped employing 300 people because my skill said I can just pay by the hour. Many of you know, remember, some of y'all done filled out that new client app and y'all filled it out. I guess y'all thought I for free. Y'all better tap into this free podcast because that one-on-one going to hit you for $250 an hour. Better tap into this free podcast where I give this information and hopefully I'll answer your comment. Cause when you come one on one, it's $250, and that's about, and I ain't budging on it. And I ain't budging on it. And that, I don't need no staff to do that. That's just me talking. So that's that. Yeah. And I ain't doing no budging on it. So what is he talking about? What is he talking about? And don't post that aggressively, because really, truth be told, I don't want no clients from no IG. I like clients that do big retainers right out the gate. I like clients that do big retainers. So I just did that because somebody said, why don't you do it? They keep asking for me to do it. So, okay, cool. And y'all fill out the little client app. And then once y'all fill out, this ain't no live, this ain't no YouTube, and y'all realize y'all got to pay that hourly rate like you pay anybody else, that's when all of a sudden the interest goes down. It's totally fine with me because you're going to pay for it by the hour. Other than that, go listen to the podcast. I drop content every week for free. Free for you, though. It's under a contract with iHeart. Can I say it again, Reggie? I said my podcast is under iHeart, the largest audio platform in the world. This is a contract. This ain't based on I got to say something provocative to get y'all a click in order to get my check. This is paid a year in advance. Can I say it again? Can I say it again? I really hate flexing on you, but I had to because you started talking about how somebody gonna kill themselves. Can I say it one more time? That you on this live typing and I'm on this live talking. And it's only one of us that got paid a year in advance for what I'm saying. Regardless of what I'm saying, I still got paid a year in advance, whether you click on it or don't click on it. Did y'all get that? So I said that's called boss talk. So you ain't said nothing by sitting up here talking about y'all gonna kill yourself. No, baby, we all gonna die. It's just a matter of how we gonna go out.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.